الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in سورة الأنبياء: لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily we have sent upon you a book in which you have been mentioned. If only you understand, will you not understand? And in the meaning of this has also been narrated that this zikr is also means a zikr or mention of honor. I want to remind myself and you that therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said that this book has been sent and that in this book we have been mentioned, the ayah came on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the khitab is to all the Muslims, is to all of mankind. And therefore it is incumbent upon us to search for ourselves in the Quran. Where have I been mentioned? Now obviously, neither you nor I have been mentioned by name. But what Allah Jalla wa Ala has done is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the sifat. He has mentioned the qualities of people. And then He has mentioned what happens to people of those qualities. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people of certain qualities. And then He mentioned the ending or the nataij or the conclusion of where people with those qualities will end up. And therefore it is essential for us to read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand it and to search for ourselves in it. And when we find ourselves, when we find in ourselves qualities that have been mentioned with a good ending, then inshallah we feel happy about this and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection and istiqamat. And may Allah protect us if we find ourselves with qualities that do not result in a good ending, then we make tawbah and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from such an ending. So let us see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned with respect to the qualities of people and what will be the ending of such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك على هدى من ربهم أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. الله منشن and said that verily the mu'mineen are those people whose hearts shiver with the awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned before them. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, and when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around them, then their iman increases. And as a result of these two kayfiyat, a result of these two conditions inside them, وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, they have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these are the people who establish the salah and who spend from what we have given them. So there are five qualities that have been mentioned as the qualities of the believers. And I remind myself and you that it is incumbent upon us that we check within ourselves to see whether these qualities are within us or not. Three of these qualities are internal and two are external. The first quality is what happens to our heart when the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before us. What happens inside ourselves? There's a famous narration about Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, that whenever he heard the adhan and the muezzin calling Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, his face would lose its color and he would go white as if he was terrified. And somebody asked him, what is wrong with you? Why are you looking like this? And he said, did you not hear what the man is calling? He said, Allahu Akbar. The issue of what happens to my heart when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. And this is something that we need to reflect on and think about and attempt to change. The famous hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that two kinds of eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from the hellfire. An eye that stays awake in the defense of the Muslims, and an eye which sheds tears in the glory and majesty of Allah. But the eye cannot shed tears when the heart is hard. Hardness of the heart is a fatal cardiac illness. Hardness of the heart, the sign of the hardness of the heart is the dryness of the eyes. And this is a quote of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, the dryness of the eyes is a sign of the hardness of the heart. Something must happen to the heart when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this with respect to his kalam, where he said, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَعَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if this kalam were sent onto a mountain, the mountain would disintegrate because of the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have mountains inside our chests which are completely unaffected. And that's something very serious. So first condition, that something should happen to the heart. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The hearts of the mu'mineen are affected by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned before them, when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe around them, their iman increases. It says, subhanallah. This is the Rabb we worship. We worship a living God. We worship the only one who is worthy of worship. We do not bow our heads before anyone or anything, living or dead. We worship only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla wa ala. Zadatum iman. What is the sign of increase in iman? A sign of increase in iman is a decrease in fear. The sign of increase in iman is decrease in fear. A person who has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who has yaqeen that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause harm or benefit. لا نافع ولا ضر إلا الله. Such a person cannot fear anything in all of creation. If there is fear of the creation in the heart, this is a sign that there is a lack of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a lack of understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a lack of awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why there is fear of something other than Allah. And for a person who has these two things, a person whose heart is in sync with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a heart which moves and is moved by the zikr of Allah, a person whose heart is such that when the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recited before him, this person's iman increases. The automatic consequence of that is, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Such a person has tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person has reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person relies only and only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not rely on anybody else. Such a person, when he or she has anything that needs to be done, the first thought in their mind is, I need to ask Allah. One of my shuyukh used to say, the sign of whether you have iman or not is when you have a headache, do you first think Allah or do you think Tylenol? Do you first thought in your mind is Allah, or is the first thought in your mind the medicine? It is not haram to take medicine. Of course you should take medicine. The issue is, where is the reliance? What is the first thought in the mind? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the two outward qualities. How do I know that I have yaqeen? How do I know that I have tawakkul? How do I know that I have iman? This is not to show anybody else. It is not for us to judge whether Zaid or Bakr has iman. It is not for us to judge whether so and so has tawakkul. It's for us to judge for ourselves, do I have tawakkul? Do I have iman? And what is that? Two outward conditions. To establish salah, yuqimuna salah, and to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Establishment of salah. Not praying salah, not making salah, not doing salah, not reading salah. Depending on which country you live in, people do all of this. In South Africa, they read salah. In America, they make salah. In India, what do they do? Allah did not mention, he said, establish salah. Establish salah. Aqeemu salah. Do we do that? You know the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the hadith of Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us, and Allah said, when my slave worships me, the five fard salawat at their correct times, then I take upon myself the responsibility to forgive him and enter him into Jannah. And when he does not do this, then this is not my responsibility. If I wish I do it, I will do it. If I don't, I won't. Who is taking the responsibility to forgive and enter into Jannah? The only one who has the authority to forgive. La yaqbalu dhunuba illa ant. No one can forgive except you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And enter into Jannah, who is taking the responsibility of entering into Jannah? The one who owns the Jannah. The one who owns the Jannah belongs to Allah. And this is only the five salawat. And then of course, the others, and this we will talk later inshallah. Establishment of salah. What is the sign of iman? That we establish salah, that we do not let anything supersede the salah. When the time of salah comes and we are doing something else, we are doing this $1 billion deal, you make the $1 billion deal wait. And you say, I have to pray. What is the meaning of establishment of salah? It means that when there is anything to be done, any need of mine, The first thing I do is I stand and I make 2 rakat of salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, that's a different topic. We will talk about this maybe tomorrow or something. But today, for this moment, establishment of salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And spend from what we have given them. Sometimes there is a mistaken opinion that this means that spending some money. But Allah did not say spend money. Allah said spend from what we have given. It's money, it's time, it's strength, it is knowledge, it's influence, it's everything. Whatever you got from Allah, we should be willing to spend this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you got something from somebody else, you can keep that. What you got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِمَّا رَزَقْنَا مِنْفِقُونَ. A sign of tawakkul is, sign of the first three is that we establish salah and that we spend from in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the people who do this, I began by saying Allah has mentioned certain kinds of qualities of people and He mentioned what will happen to such people. So these people with these 5 qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a certificate and said that these are the people who are the true believers. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. For these people, there are darajat and standards and levels of honor with their Rabb. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And for them there is maghfirah, there is forgiveness, and there is a beautiful rizq. The Mufassirin have said this refers to Jannah, and inshallah it also refers to rizq with honor and with ease in this dunya. Not working morning till night for a pittance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, and He will give with honor. And He will give in keeping with His majesty and grace. So let us ask ourselves and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I began with the ayat of Surah Al-Anbiya, where Allah said, mention has been made of you. So let us search for ourselves. So this is one place to search for ourselves and say, these are the qualities of these people and this is the ending. Am I anywhere in this? Do I have these qualities? Do I have some of these qualities? Do I have none of these qualities? And to make effort to ensure that we develop these qualities in ourselves to a level of ihsan, to a level of excellence, where inshaAllah al-musta'an we look forward to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amen. And to the darajat from Him and to rizqun kareem the dunya wal akhirah inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned some other kinds of people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from being clubbed with people like that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these people and He said, these are the people who say that they believe. Please notice, Allah is not saying these are the people who deny Allah. Allah is not saying these are the people who make shirk. Allah is not saying these are the people who abuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Allah said, they say they have iman. Allah said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ وَآمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, these are the people who say we have iman. We have iman in Allah and we have iman on the final day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in the first instance, Allah gave a certificate and said, these are the believers in truth. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a certificate and saying, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is saying, even though they say that they have iman, even though they say that they believe in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is actually in the heart. What is Allah saying? Allah is saying, no. Even though they say this, that is not true. Even though they say they have iman, the one who knows is saying they have no iman. They are not mu'minin. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves, obviously the asbab al-nuzul of this ayat came for the munafiqun. But irrespective of the asbab nuzul of any of the ayat of the Quran, every ayah is applicable to everyone till the day of judgment. The asbab nuzul is for us to understand how and when this ayat came. But the meaning of the ayah is not restricted to those people at that time. And therefore we have to ask ourselves that we are among those, I speak for myself, I am among those who say that I have iman in Allah and I have iman on the day of judgment. But when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, what will Allah say? Will Allah say, yes, you had iman, or will Allah say, no, you were a liar? May Allah protect us from this. And then Allah said, why do they say this? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah said they try to fool. They say we have iman in Allah and we have iman on the day of judgment because they are trying to fool. Na'udhu billah, they are trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are trying to fool the believers. And why are they doing this? This is obviously completely idiotic thing. Why are they doing? How can anybody fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can a human being, how can any creature fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah is the creator of that creature, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the heart of that creature, how can anybody fool Allah? So if somebody is trying to fool Allah, what do you say about that person? So Allah said, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Why do they do that? فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. They have heart disease. They have a serious cardiac problem called nifaq. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Inside their hearts is a disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And Allah will increase this disease. Allah did not say, I will cure it. Allah will actually increase it. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah said, and for them is a dreadful punishment because they are liars. Because they are liars. Now if you read these ayat of Surah Al-Anfal and these ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah together, and if see the conditions of the mu'mineen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Anfal, then we come up with a situation where you have somebody who says he or she has iman and he or she believes in the day of judgment, but if you look at the life of this person, the life of this person does not reflect the qualities that we have been described in Surah Al-Anfal. The person does not, there's nothing that happens to the person's heart when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. The person is obviously and clearly engaged in haram. The person is earning haram. The person is speaking haram. The person is doing ghibah and namima. The person is dealing in interest and dealing in all kinds of businesses which are not jais. The person eats without thinking whether what they are putting in their mouth is halal or haram. They eat and drink things which are doubtful. They lie and they cheat. All kinds of things. When the time comes for the establishment of salah, they are busy with everything other than salah. So where are we headed? On the face of it, you say, are you Muslim? Yes, I am Muslim. Do you believe in Allah? Yes, I believe in the day of judgment, I believe in Allah. Then why are you doing this? Mr. Sheikh, you keep quiet. Eh? I will answer to Allah. I know how to answer. Have you heard this or no? I'm not cooking it up, right? We know how to answer Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. No sahabi had the guts to say this. No nabi had the guts to say this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. These are statements of people who are truly jahil. Anyone who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who has the, you know, absolutely, and not even great knowledge of, you know, irfan of Allah, anyone who has any semblance of sense cannot say, I will answer Allah, I know how to answer Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah save us from this arrogance. So we need to look at our lives. As I explained to you, and I'm going to end with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that He mentioned us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people of certain qualities, and He mentioned what happens to people with those qualities. And I recited before you the ayat of Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described people, the believers and their qualities and what happens to them. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the disbelievers, and not just disbelievers as in people who deny Allah, but people who say they believe in Allah, but whose actions do not demonstrate this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their ending as well. I remind myself and you that the purpose of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to read it, to understand it, and to practice it. Not merely to read it for sawab, not merely to sit in a tafsir class or something and for the sake of the zikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, it's good. But that is not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to bring it into our lives. I therefore ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to spend this time to please Him, to help us to reflect, and to give us the courage to change our lives in such a way that our lives become pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do everything which pleases Him, and to with khair stop us from everything which displeases Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you for your patience and for your understanding and for your coming in this early morning and sitting here patiently to listen to this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace, and to count all of this time that is being spent here as ibadah, and to make it very, very heavy on your scales on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.